It's time for our regular program from Heritage, and joining us as a special guest again this week is David Smeltzer, the President and CEO of Heritage. Mr. Smeltzer, thank you again for taking the time to talk to us at this critical juncture.
Thank you, Dennis. It's a privilege.
You have been updating us regularly about the things you are doing at Heritage to make sure that your staff is safe, the residents of Heritage are safe. Give us the latest information on the things that you have done and will be doing in order to ensure that this process continues smoothly.
We'd be happy to do that, Dennis. Our COVID task force has been working very closely with our assisted living and skilled nursing administrators to make sure that we are following all of the protocols and guidelines from the CDC, the Department of Health, both locally at the state and federal levels as well. And to date, we are thankful and blessed to have not had any positive cases in our nursing homes or assisted living facilities here in Chautauqua County. And we continue to prohibit visitation as required. It's been now over 3 weeks since that order went into place. And we monitor to the residents in our skilled nursing facilities. We take their temperatures and monitor their health throughout the day, but at least three times, once a shift, two times a day at our assisted living facilities, so that we can catch any of those situations that might arise very early on. Our staff are evaluated before they start each shift and are wearing surgical masks when they are in the facilities to try to avoid any introduction of the coronavirus into our facilities from staff who may be asymptomatic and yet coming to work.
And these extensive protocols have been effective so far?
So far, these protocols have been effective. But despite that reality, we are also now following the guidance and directives of the Department of Health and Medicare to be prepared as an organization and skilled nursing facilities to accept residents who might, who will have been tested positive, who may need to be discharged from the hospitals in order to help offload their caseload should we see those situations arise here in our county, similar to what's happening in New York City. And in order to prepare for those situations, we have designated separate areas in our facilities that are distinct and isolated away from the resident care areas. Medicare has permitted facilities like ours to use areas that are not typically used for providing care, such as activities rooms or dining rooms, et cetera. And at least two of our facilities, Heritage Park and Heritage Green, have areas that we call the Great Room that have no connection to direct connection to resident care space. And so we will be preparing those areas with cubicles so that we might accept residents from the outside who have already been diagnosed with COVID-19. And also, we would then use those spaces should any residents who are currently in-house become COVID-19 positive.
Two things come to mind to ask you as follow-ups, and one of them is this. We have heard about the scarcity of personal protective equipment around the United States and the world. Have you been able to acquire what you need to maintain the standards that you want at Heritage?
We have so far been able to acquire the materials we need, and as long as we are able to move forward with the processes that I just described by creating an isolation unit in each of our facilities, that will enable us to extend the useful life of that personal protective equipment. For example, if we were to have five or six residents in that great room area of one of those facilities that we discussed, the staff, because all of those residents would be COVID-19 positive, the staff would be able to don their personal protective equipment and essentially leave it on as they care for any one or all of those residents. If the resident has it and they're in a wing or a unit of the facility and we have a positive COVID positive resident, we would then have to put it on when we go in the room and take it off when we come out. And then we went into the next room, we'd have to put it on and take it off because we wouldn't know whether that resident in that next room was positive or not. And so we would treat them as if they were, as per CDC's guidelines and Department of Health guidelines at this point in time, we would be required to treat them as if they were COVID positive, but we wouldn't know that for sure. So you would use a lot more, we would use a lot more protective equipment if that was the case. So for now, based on the approach we're taking, we believe we have what we need to keep our staff safe and to stem the flow of dispersing that throughout the facility, should that be the case.
David Smeltzer, I will, if you'll allow me one extra moment here, I would just like to have you comment on the following, or help us feel into the challenge that you face right now as a person responsible for the lives of the many people who live at Heritage and the many people who work there, and the sense, at least that I have looking from afar, that you are fighting something of a subversive enemy here that has been tricky, that can appear without symptoms and all of that. This must be a very daunting, stressful challenge for people like you and those in your position similarly around the community and the country.
It is, Dennis. It's a time where we spend a lot of time in prayer, and we spend a lot of time rethinking all that we're doing as situations change, as guidance changes. It is really a constant battle at this point in time to be prepared and to be on top of what is expected of us. But more importantly, it is a daunting task to know that it's up to us to keep the folks who we care for safe. And just as important, it's up to us to keep the folks who are providing that care safe. As you can imagine, my stress is trying to make sure that we're doing all that. I physically, because I am not a critical care worker, can't go into the facilities at this point in time. But my staff are going in daily, and many of them have, you know, these issues that would cause them to be at high risk. And so they're concerned, or they're coming to work and then they're going home to their children or to their spouses who might have a condition. And so it's a different kind of stress. And I can only imagine that stress is that much greater than even ours as leaders. And I have so many good leaders in our organization, and I just appreciate them all so much. But I also greatly appreciate the folks who are on the front line in our facilities day in and day out, knowing that they may be exposed to this and maybe taking it home despite all of the efforts that we put into place to avoid that. And I just can't even fathom the kind of concern that they have for their own families and their own well-being. And I can't tell you and the community and those people particularly how much I respect and appreciate them. Every day I pray for their protection, and I am thankful for their efforts.
David Smeltzer, we are thankful for the perspective you have added to our understanding of the current situation at Heritage and certainly at facilities similar to yours everywhere these days. Again, we are grateful for your time, and we wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate you helping us to get the word out.